Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us. This is our last show of the year. Wow. And we're going to do a year in review show. Isn't that what all the shows do this time of year? They review the year, and we're going to do that. We're also going to be talking about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's an excellent segment for you. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com.
Or you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. You can find us on Facebook, the Hawaii Vacation.
Right. That's good.
And the Twitter, Aloha Bruce, right, and Aloha Yali.
Yep, Aloha Bruce and Yali. And now we have a new way to keep in touch with us.
Ooh.
If you have an iPhone, you can download our app.
Yes.
Yes. And it's going to get better and better over time. So all you have to do is type in search for Aloha Bruce. And you'll get the app.
Anybody got an iPhone? Yeah, download it now.
Yeah, some of you might have iPhones. So that's a great way to keep in touch with us. It's just a standard, you know, it's a simple thing for now. But it will grow over time and you'll be able to keep in touch with us. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some exciting news about, by the way, you know, we've been doing this Lost promotion.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah, you're lost from the Lost promotion. There's this TV series, Lost. I'm sure you've all heard of it. It's a huge hit on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're premiering the final episode here in Hawaii 3 days.
Final season.
Yeah, the final season, final episode. Oh, yeah, not the final episode. You're right. Thank you for correcting me.
I will be like lost. Lost.
Yeah, you really would be lost if that was the last episode. No, the last season premieres this year, you know, and the first episode of the last season will be premiered 3 days in Hawaii. So we created this whole promotion. It got sold out in
less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks, in like 12 days. The whole thing was sold out. So what we've decided to do, and I talked to Ryan and Jen, who are the sort of the people behind it, and they have agreed to open up another bus. So we have now, we can accommodate
another 20 more people.
23 more people can come. So if you were thinking if you're trying to find a good excuse to come to Hawaii and you happen to be a fan of Lost, it's an unbelievable promotion we're putting together. You get an Aihaina dinner on the first day. Then we have a brunch, a Lost Transmissions brunch.
It's Sunday.
That's going to be on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
You're right.
And then the premiere happens on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there's a tour, Lost Transmission tour, to all the Lost locations that Ryan and Jen are going to be the hosts of. So we're just so excited about that. So if you're thinking about it, I know we've picked up a couple of people who are doing the Lost thing as a result of acting with us, and I'm hoping to get Ryan and Jen on the show before, you know, we do this and have have guests or something.
Guests.
So we're real excited about that. I can't believe a whole nother year has gone by, Yali.
I know, so fast.
Yeah.
I'm still like,
you know what?
2008? No.
I know. 2008 was just a tad better than 2009. Don't you think? I mean, I'm looking at the stuff we're going to be talking about today, the year in review, mm-hmm, and I just see a lot of negative stuff. But there were some positives too.
Of course.
You know, some of the positives. You know, some of the positives for us here is we had actual agents who actually booked more this year than they did last year. Yeah. So
amazing.
But let's go over the list now. I didn't put it in any sort of chronological order as far as the most important versus the least important. And if you're in the live chat or you have any ideas or things that I'm missing here, please let me know, because I'll add them to the list and I'll mention them, mm-hmm, if we're missing any. So you can hear our list, and then if we miss any, then you can chime in.
Okay.
So they're not in any particular list.
Mm-hmm.
First one I wanted to talk about is the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. It opened up again. And the fact that it reopened was a huge thing here in Hawaii this year. The Royal Hawaiian is called the Pink Palace. It's one of the largest,
mm-hmm,
oldest hotels, not
That's
largest,
right.
one of the oldest hotels,
mm-hmm,
in Hawaii.
Yep.
And they also reopened the Monarch Room. The Monarch Room was really sort of the Carnegie Hall of the Pacific. It was the place where a lot of history of music took place. And anybody who was anybody played the Monarch Room. And they started the curators of music at the Royal Hawaiian. And
mm-hmm,
we, as an agency, and Yali and I got to really get back to being old Hawaii again. It was, I think it was a turning point for Waikiki in a way, having that open up, because it just invokes so many memories. You get sort of chicken skin when you go there. Mm-hmm. And they had great bands that would open at the Mai Tai bar before, just like the old days. So it was like going back to old Hawaii again. And Yao Ling, we became regulars there. I mean, the bartender knows me. He knows what drink I like. Of course, I drink the Don Julio. I think that should be on the list, too. I have a new nickname, Don Julio. That became my nickname because I drink a lot of tequila, and Don Julio became my favorite tequila. Avalon, our cat, is chiming in. He's co-hosting the show today. Mm-hmm. But that was a big thing. And if you know, they did an $85 million renovation. And if you have an opportunity to stay at the Royal Hawaiian, you should do it. You know, even if you make it part of your vacation. And of course, we get great deals there. So give us a call at 1-800-843-8771, and we'll be able to help you out with that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Another thing that happened is the economy. The economy meant the year of the deal. This is a positive thing, right? Mm-hmm. The year of the deal for Hawaii. That's what I'm calling it. We saw the return of low airfares to Hawaii, and we saw the return to great hotel deals, because it's at a couple of points during the year, we dropped down to maybe 60% occupancy. And we saw, for the first time, third night frees, which we hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. Abby thinks we're talking to him. That's our cat in the background. He's 23 years old, so we give him a break. He gets some slack around here. So it was the year of the deal for Hawaii, and a lot of great deals. And what was wonderful is that folks could spend the same amount of money this year and get a little more hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And as a result, we booked more of those properties. Mm-hmm. You know, people got to stay at the Sheraton, the Outrigger Waikiki, and the Hyatt. Whereas they might not have been. It might have been marginal. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's going to happen this year, folks. I think the year of those kinds of deals
maybe will continue.
Yeah, our pal. Yeah, okay, yeah.
So
another,
watch out.
Number three on my list is the Super Ferry. Oh, God, what a mess that was, right? For those of you not familiar with the Super Ferry, for years, Hawaii was trying to figure out how to have some sort of inter-island travel besides air. Because that's the only way you can get around. So they built this super ferry. The super ferry, they put a lot of money into it. It was really a state-of-the-art boat. You could drive your car right onto the ferry and then go
to Maui.
And then they were going to expand it out to Kauai and other islands. Right away, out of the box, it got a lot of
controversy
surrounding it. Mostly over an EIS statement, which is an environmental impact statement, which they didn't get, and which somehow it sailed through the court system and everything, and people found a lot of resentment for that. And of course, the environmentalists got upset, and then a lot of Hawaiian groups got upset about it. And from the get-go, the Hawaii Super Ferry was almost doomed.
It's doomed.
Yeah. And Hawaii itself has had a very sordid reputation, if you will, for being a place to do business. And I think that was a real example of how tough it is for people to come in and do business in Hawaii. And it's not the first one. It's happened a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the Super Ferry, for the most part, everybody liked the Super Ferry. At first, I had my questions about it, whether or not it would be a good thing or a bad thing. But when we went on the ferry and we started to experience it and we saw how they did things, we loved it. In fact, we did a whole podcast about it.
I think we did it twice.
Yeah, I think we did it twice. We went on the Super Ferry twice. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a great way to get between the islands. And it kind of sad that we lost the Super Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. You know, it happened. And I don't even think it lasted a year, the whole thing.
Yeah.
About a year. I think it went out in...
Because the second year, they want to bring a new ship coming.
Right.
New ferry coming.
Right.
It's an even bigger, better ship, but too late.
So, unfortunately, we lost the Hawaii Super Ferry. That was a big deal. Now, the things we're talking about in our Hawaii year in review are things that relate to tourism. So, just to say that. So,
just to throw
that out there.
Next.
So, the next one is the Hawaii statehood. Now, I'm relating that to tourism because the Hawaii Visitor Bureau and a lot of people in the tourist industry had hoped that the celebration of Hawaii statehood would bring a lot of attention to Hawaii in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
But Hawaii statehood celebration turned out to be a dud.
Oh.
Yeah, it turned the idea of celebrating Hawaii statehood, although it did happen, it was the 50-year anniversary of the statehood of Hawaii, turned out to be flat.
Oh.
In fact, they canceled some of the celebrations because there's a lot of sensitivity to the whole idea of Hawaii statehood. I mean,
just
it's a sensitive
the movie
subject.
We watch with the princess.
The Princess Kailani controversy was also part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who understands the history of Hawaii knows that this is stolen lands. I mean, there's just no question about it. The lands were taken from the Hawaiians. It wasn't a good thing. And there's a lot of resentment over it. And it's kind of contradictory to say we're going to just celebrate that, you know?
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. There was no celebration, so to speak, and kind of was a flat thing, and it didn't really do anything for tourism. I mean, I don't know anybody that booked anybody that said, hey, I want to come to Hawaii for, you know, the statehood.
Yep.
I didn't book anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a whole show on it, and I did a whole lengthy explanation, and if you get a chance, I studied it. I'm not a historian, but I did a lot of work on it, and I did a whole podcast during that time,
mm-hmm.
a historical review of that, because I understand both sides of this one,
mm-hmm.
you know, being a Howley, if you want to look at it that way. So that was another one. And then another big deal was, and this is ties into tourism, believe it or not, it really does, and that is Obama becoming president. First, his big vacation here, remember, before he became president, and all mm-hmm. the stuff that generated and all the attention that generated, and just him coming from Hawaii. It's just been nothing but good to have the president of the United States coming from Hawaii.
Fun.
So of course, he's here now. And gosh, you know, it's like the White House is here. I mean, with all this stuff going on with that bombing, attempted bombing on the plane and everything. You know, they set up a mini, you know, they have a war room here and everything.
I know.
It's pretty cool. You know, it's like, this is what it would be like if Hawaii was the capital right now, you know? It was very cool. Very cool. It's exciting to have the president here. And he's been popping up all over the place. He was at Hanama Bay yesterday.
Yep.
And the other day he was at Alan Wong's. And we've mm-hmm. been trying to, you know, if the situation would lend itself, we would run out there and try and get pictures, obviously, mm-hmm. of the president.
Yeah.
And he'll be here for New Year's. And how many more days is he going to be here? What about?
And after January 3rd, I
think. January 3rd, he leaves.
Around like 10, 11 days vacation.
Yeah, so that's been a big deal. And that's been great for Hawaii tourism, I think. Just having the president come from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The other big thing that happened here was the
Mokulele.
Yep,
Go Airlines.
Yeah, Mokulele Go Airlines merger. This was a
weird.
Big deal. Yeah, it was kind of weird. It took us by surprise. These are two local inter-island carriers who merged into one. And we were kind of, you know, we haven't been a big fan of Go Airlines, Mesa Airlines, not just because they got. It was really because of them in a lot of ways that Aloha Airlines went out of business, which is, you know, iconic with Hawaii. It's not so much that. It's just we just had a lot of problems with them. You know, we've had more problems with Go than any other inter-island carrier. So when we heard, and on contrasting that with Mokulele Airlines, we never had any problems with Mokulele. You know,
They've
been a carrier here for 10 years, never had a single problem with them. And then they merged, and that was kind of a shocker. It was a mm-hmm. big shocker.
Oh, yeah.
And they said at the time that the only reason they did that was because neither one of them are going to be able to survive in the market, if you can believe that. And what I think it has raised the price. So now we have Go and Hawaiian Airlines. Go Mokulele, they call it. Go Mokulele,
mm-hmm.
I guess is really the name of it.
Yeah.
And now we have two inter-island carriers. There's also Island Air and Pacific Wing, some smaller
and
ones.
And Island Air cut their flights.
And they cut their flights. So mm-hmm. it's really, those are the two major players. And what that has done is that stabilized the price. Not so good for you, the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that happened this year that I think is worth noting. Mm-hmm. Another thing, and this goes back to the business, doing business in Hawaii, is that the legislature decided to raise the hotel tax 1%. Remember when that happened? We were all worried about that, you know? And here it is. We're in the middle of the worst, you know, like economy. and suddenly the legislature has decided to raise the
hotel tax
by a percentage 1%. Point. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that tax is going to go up incrementally to 9.25% by mid-2010, the hotel accommodations tax rate. Now, Hawaii relies heavily on tourism, and some tourism-related businesses felt like they were going to be worried about people really coming to Hawaii. I mean, you know, there's a certain amount, there's a threshold, and that 1% might have been the threshold. And we tried to fight it. A lot of folks tried to fight it. A lot of hotels obviously tried to fight it, and it didn't work. So we're running out of time. That's there's several other things, including the shark tour business. That was controversial. I wanted to mention we lost a couple of wonderful people this year. One, I wanted to say that my condolences, and I miss Jim Winpenny, who was our writer and worked with us all last year. He was just a great guy, and he died this year, and we miss him dearly. In a strange coincidence, we lost two of sports broadcasting greats this year, both with Hawaii ties, Harry Callis and the other guy, Kiefer, Louis Kiefer. Boy, I really messed that up, huh?
Yep. Where?
I can't remember. Oh, Harry. I know Harry Callis, but the other guy, Kiter. Les Kiter. I'm sorry. We lost them, and we miss them dearly, and especially to Jim Winpenny and his family. Oh. A few other things on our list, but that's pretty much it. So it's been a kind of an interesting year this year.
It is.
So
it's a lot.
If you have some ideas and some that I forgot, please let me know and get in touch with us. Bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Or podcast@hawaii-aloha.com.
Yep.
Now's the time in our program we like to talk about packages. I mean, that's what you're doing. You want to come to Hawaii, and these are some packages that have been put together in the last 24 to 48 hours. So what do we have today?
The first one for family of two, travel day May 10th to the 16th from North Carolina to Maui, stay in the Hyatt Regency Maui with a breakfast every day, total
$2,835. Going to be a great trip staying at the Hyatt Regency Maui. I love it when they get the breakfast. And there's that third night free. So the third night free is holding out. Congratulations to Melanie and Jamie Howell. They're going to have a terrific time in Hawaii. Nay, and to Tara over at Extension
36. Next one is for family of two. Travel day will be January 17 to 25. From Los Angeles to Kauai, stay in the Princeville Ocean Resort Villas. I'm jealous.
Ooh, for two nights
and spent another 6 nights in Kauai Beach Resort.
Wow.
And total $6,420.
Oh, what a beautiful package. It must be a honeymoon or something. Congratulations to these guys. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii, Nay. And thank you for choosing Hawaii-Aloha.com. We know there are a lot of choices, and we do really appreciate it, and we want you to be part of our Ohana. Congratulations, Jennifer and Dan Thompson and to Lynn over at Extension 41.
That's right. The next one is for Film No. 2, travel day June 23rd to 29th from Salt Lake City to Honolulu. Stay in the Pacific Beach Hotel. And with a leg reading transfer, total
$2,169. $2,169. Excellent package. Yep. Again, third night free. And they've got that leg reading, which is always nice to get the leg reading when you come to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to Kathleen and Shauna Shelton. They're going to have a terrific time. And to Kalei, who put that one together at Extension 31. Thank you, Kalei. Wow. I can't believe another year is end. We want to thank you for participating and being part of our program.
Yep.
We come to you every Wednesday and Friday. We'll be doing it right through the next year. In fact, we'll have lots of surprises for you next year here on the show.
A lot.
Yeah, I can't believe it that we're going into our fourth year doing this.
We are working on it.
And we're, you know, it's a work in progress always. We're trying to get better. And I think this set is just wonderful, having this set now.
Yes.
And then having a better iTunes presentation
will be
great too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see you next year. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself, we'll say aloha and mahalo.